Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with us now from the Republican Convention, Staten Island and Brooklyn Congressman Michael Grimm. Hi, Congressman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And first, on your own status, I read that you were removed as a Romney delegate because of an FBI probe into a trip you took to Cyprus and didn't initially report, and some possible campaign fundraising improprieties from your last race. What's your status at the convention?
That's absolutely false. It isn't true. It's more of the, you know, the liberals putting stuff out there, hoping anything will stick. The reality is that, first of all, my trip to Cyprus was pre-approved by ethics. So anyone that says anything about that trip having anything to do with the FBI isn't true. First of all, the FBI looking into what they were looking into was skinny dipping. Why they were looking into that, I don't know. And that was in Israel. It had nothing to do with the trip to Cyprus. It's just that's what liberals do. They spin, spin, spin and hope that something sticks. But I'm down here at the convention having a great time. I was very excited to see my colleague, Paul Ryan, hit the ball out of the park last night and take on the tough issues. And, you know, just was with Mayor Rudy Giuliani at a breakfast. So it's a good time. The base is getting rallied. I think people across the country, especially swing voters, are starting to see there's only one party that's bringing solutions and isn't just out to sling mud and divert things and have smoke screens, but really wants to tackle the issues that matter to Americans, which is getting people back to work and dealing with the fiscal crisis.
Just to be clear, because I read it on Politiker, were you removed as a Romney delegate?
No, that's not true.
Not true. Okay.
Not true. What? And you know, this is, you're going back now a long time ago. Guy Molinari is the New York State chairman. Everyone knows he's my mentor. Originally put me down as a delegate. And I told former Congressman Molinari that I have floor privileges anyway. Give the delegate spot to others that won't get floor privileges. And myself and Congresswoman Nan Hayworth both did that, again, because we had floor privileges anyway. It had absolutely nothing to do with anything else. Again, that's smoke screens for people to try to sully my reputation any way they can. But it's not sticking in Staten Island and Brooklyn, that much I can tell you.
All right. Your district in Staten Island and Brooklyn is seen as a swing district. Are there parts of the message from the Republican convention that you identify with and parts that you don't?
Well, I mean, I think the message has been pretty unified. The message is actually pretty simple. We're at a crossroads as a nation, and I think this transcends politics. It's not about being Republican or Democrat. It's about being American and doing what Americans have done long before my generation, which is accept the fact that we are facing some serious challenges, and either we're going to step up and face them and bring solutions and deal with them, or we're going to pass the buck to the next generation. And I think the Republican Party, and myself included, says it's reprehensible to pass it on, whether you're talking about a fiscal crisis that you're going to pass on to children and grandchildren to follow, or you're talking about Medicare that we know is going broke. That's based on the trustees of Medicare. That's not a political thing. These are apolitical trustees that are saying anywhere from 5 to 10 years, Medicare is going to be insolvent. That's scary. And I think we have a responsibility to our seniors and to our future seniors to make sure that that safety net is there and that everything that they were promised, they're going to get. But to do that, we're going to have to tackle that issue. Republican Party is the only one that's willing to do that.
Do you endorse the Ryan premium support, some people call it voucher, program for Medicare?
Well, one, I don't think it is a voucher program at all. I do think it is premium support. And although, you know, in its substance, I absolutely support Ryan's plan in substance, but I think there's things that still need to be changed. I don't think it's perfect, but I don't think it was meant to be. I think it was meant to be a blueprint and to be expanded upon with bipartisan support. And I think that was Paul Ryan's plan, you know, from the beginning, was to bring bipartisan support and bring some other ideas. And I think Mitt Romney, with the experience that he has, 25 years of private sector experience, a guy that knows how to fix broken things, whether it's the Olympics or whether it's failed companies, he's the guy that can work with Paul Ryan to hone, you know, that budget plan to make it something that fits for America and does what it needs to do. And that's get America back on the right track and to avoid this fiscal cliff that we're approaching very rapidly.
Explain the difference, as you understand it, between vouchers and premium support. What I think I understand is a voucher would go to the individual senior and he or she could use it to then go to insurance companies and buy coverage or to Medicare. a premium support. The only difference is it goes directly to the insurance company as a down payment on the policy. Is there a further difference?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I thought it was the opposite of that. I was thinking the voucher, in a voucher system, that goes directly to the insurance company. Premium support actually goes to the patient, and then they go out and get their own insurance.
I could be wrong, but what's the meaningful difference between those two things?
Well, one, it's putting the patient more in charge. It's dealing directly with the patient. And I think that as Americans, we all agree that the patient should have the least obstructions between themselves and the doctor as possible. We already know in this country that all too often the insurance company is a middleman in there that often causes problems. So that's something we need to work on, is making sure that patients and doctors have the closest relationship possible. But I think that a bigger point here is the contrast. The contrast here is that when you compare this to the president's health care plan, you have the starkest contrast possible. The president's health care plan, what it does is it takes money out of Medicare, $716 billion out of Medicare. It also puts in this IPAB, this 15 unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats that are going to now be in the middle of the patient and the doctor, adding what I would say is already a problem with insurance companies. Now you have this IPAB, this board of unelected bureaucrats that is going to be in there deciding whether grandma gets a hip replacement or not. So I think it goes further away. The other biggest problem is it does nothing to bend the cost curve. The problem we have with healthcare in America is very simple. It's too expensive, and it's continuing to rise astronomically year after year after year. And we have to do something to try to change that cost, to bend that cost curve. And the president's health care plan has only increased premiums. So it's obviously not the answer.
I know you got to go on to your next interview in a minute. We did a call in earlier for undecided listeners. And what we heard from a lot of undecided New Yorkers is that they really don't think Obama has succeeded on the economy, but they're uncomfortable with what they're hearing this week at the Republican convention in terms of the social issues. So as a Republican running for re-election in a swing district, do you make any distinction between yourself and other Republicans in Tampa on that?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think that the social issues are driving this debate, and I don't think that they're going to. And I go around my district quite a bit throughout Staten Island and certainly within my district in Brooklyn. Everyone's concerned about the economy. Everyone's concerned about getting a job. And that's been my focus. My focus has been working on helping the local communities to sustain their jobs and giving people the hope that they need that it is going to get better. I haven't had anyone really address many of the social issues. I don't think it's going to play a major factor in this election. Doesn't mean they're not important. They're important to everyone on a very personal level. But when you don't have a job and you can't put food on the table and you're worried about putting your kids into the school that you thought you were going to be able to put them in, and you're worried about your retirement, you're in your 60s, and now you can't retire because the value of your home is way down, your 401k may be down. All of these issues are really at the forefront, and I personally think that the Democrats want to sway it to social issues because they know that they fail miserably on the economy and creating jobs. They've just failed. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
And lastly, on your own situation, one more time, because everybody says, oh, Michael Grimm is coming on. You got to ask him about the New York Times report that there's an FBI investigation into possible straw donors allowing foreign nationals to funnel money into your campaign. What do you want to say about that for the record?
Listen, I think, again, I've said over and over again, I'm not just going to continue to say this is a complete fallacy. It isn't true. It just isn't true. But I think more importantly, people know who I am. You don't spend your entire life like I did, from the Marines, literally raising my hand to go into combat when I didn't have to, volunteering for combat, being recognized for valor, spending almost a dozen years as a special agent of the FBI working deep undercover, risking my life to make big cases. You don't throw all that away to do something as stupid as those allegations. It's utterly ridiculous, and the people are going to see that. And I think in short order, they're going to know the truth, because I do have faith in the FBI, and they're going to look at these allegations and expose them for what they are, which is nonsense.
Congressman Michael Grimm from the Republican Convention, representing parts of Brooklyn and Staten Island, thank you so much.
Thank you.